The American Bald Eagle Festival kicked off in Haines Monday. As visitors come to town for the week-long event, eagles are turning out in numbers that haven't been recorded in years.
It's really impressive just how many birds are coming out.
Chloe Goodson is the Education and Outreach Coordinator at the American Bald Eagle Foundation.
And it hasn't broken 1,000 since 2011. It hasn't broke 2,000 since the year 2000.
Last week, they counted just over 2,000 eagles in the area. The birds are tallied at the Chilcat, Chilkoot, and Klehini Rivers. And the most recent weekly count was 1,659. These are big increases from last year, when the most eagles counted in one week was 544. Goodson says there are a number of reasons the Haines area could be seeing more birds this year, including the weather and available fish. Typically, eagles head to the Chilcat River for a late salmon run. But despite the high eagle numbers, festival attendance is down this year, at 152. Eagle Foundation Executive Director Cheryl McRoberts says it's around 50 fewer attendants than last year.
But we had a lot of people show up this morning that did not have reservations, that just walked in the door, so I'm hoping that's the trend.
McRoberts says she's pleased with the number of restaurants that are open this year, giving visitors a place to eat, which she says has not always been the case in the past.
This is amazing. I'm very grateful.
There are several new events on the schedule this year. One of them is called Avian Art on Feathers. Here's McRoberts.
Turkey feathers, because of course you can't paint on a real eagle feather. And Carol Clifton is giving the class, and she's going to be showing you how to paint eagles on feathers.
They're also hosting an eagle trivia night, but the events are not all about eagles.
Shannon Donahue is going to be coming and talking about how humans and polar bears interact with each other up in Churchill.
There will also be talks about harbor seals and dragonflies. Master carver Wayne Price will be performing with the Chilcat dancers and bringing along a 16-foot dugout canoe he's working on. On Saturday, the final day of the festival, three rehabilitated eagles from Anchorage will be released into the Chilcat Bald Eagle Preserve following a Clinkett ceremonial presentation.
What's unique this year is we have a set of twins, juveniles, who grow up together and they never leave each other's side.
Locals are invited to join in the festivities. Most events are $7 with a local ID. And you can find a full schedule of events, along with this report, on our website, khns.org. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.